As far as my husband and I are concerned, he has been very nice, very pleasant. My husband, who comes from a rabbinic family, his father and both grandfathers were rabbis, says that every community wants a rabbi who's a combination of Einstein, Abraham and Moses. And I think a lot of the problems are misunderstandings between the duties of a rabbi in England and in France.
Because he is French, isn't he?
Yes, he is French. He comes from the Alsace. But I know even with my husband, when he talks to people in English, people look to me for a translation of what he's saying. Because I'm the deputy, I have been at board meetings, and I did once suggest that. And they dismissed it. They understood what he said, but also that he completely understands what they say. And I don't think this is completely correct. The Shul Council, when they have given him directions about his work, they are the people who employ him. It's the Shul Council. The Shul is actually run by a council who are elected every year. The president and vice president and treasurer last for 3 years, but they are lay people who have other jobs or may be retired. But in this case, the current council are having problems, whereas the previous council didn't have problems.
And what do you think the problems are that have been highlighted this time round then?
They were saying that he's not doing his duty as a rabbi. I honestly don't know what they mean by that, but this is what they have said. And I must admit, I don't know whether they have told him what they expect of him in order to be a proper rabbi in their eyes.
What's that resulted in? What's it like in the community at the moment?
Well, unfortunately, the community is split. Most of the congregants are they are for the rabbi, they like him. And in fact, they have demanded an EGM, an extraordinary general meeting, where we can discuss the position amongst the whole community.
So he's still your rabbi at the moment and still leading worship?
Yes, he is.
What do you think is the way forward? Is Rabbi Barg going to stay on, do you think?
Or? I hope so, because he is a very kind person. Both my husband and I had cancer last year, and when there were lots of services in the autumn for our New Year and our great fast of Yom Kippur, he invited us to stay over at his house. We live a long way from the shore, and it would have been very difficult for us to get there. And every Sabbath, he does have people for lunch and very often for staying over if they have problems getting there.
Now, there is a bit of a campaign to keep him, isn't there? I mean,
yes,
do you sense the majority of people do actually want to keep him?
Yes, I do. You see, the awful thing about it is when we have the EGM, if the community show no confidence in our governing council, they might want to dismiss them, which would be a terrible shame because they are lay people trying their best. They say when you get two Jews, you have four opinions. This is a dozen Jews, so you can imagine how many opinions there are.
So overall, yes. What's your feeling about the situation?
I hope that we come to an amicable agreement and they have an EGM and everybody's voice is heard. I think that would be the best thing. I know I shouldn't describe it as a storm in a teacup or a bowl of chicken soup, but I do think that we do need to sort it out with the whole community.